Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Tony Williams.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Tony Williams. Now, if y'all don't know who Tony Williams is, she's very valuable, okay?
Very valuable.
For everybody, men and women.
Yes.
Because you actually teach women how to ride. Riding for rookies.
Riding for rookies.
Okay, and as in riding, we mean riding that dick.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say dick like that?
I say it like that, riding that dick, uh-huh. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so, and this is something that actually somebody had asked me this as a Ask Ye question. She was saying that she was really self-conscious about getting on top, and, you know, she didn't know the right way to do it, but she also was self-conscious about, like, her stomach and her body and how she looks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of women have come to you with those issues. What do you tell them?
So I tell them, a lot of times women will come to me for different, like, reasons. One girl came to me, and she had lost, like, 100-something pounds. So because of that, she never got on top before. Mm-hmm. She was like, Tony, I've never got on top because I used to be big. Now I lost some weight. I'm ready to show out. I'm ready to be outside. I'm ready to be on top of everywhere, whatever. And we just had a conversation. I was like, just do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll come to me after class and they'll say that now I feel better.
Right.
I didn't have the confidence before. So it's usually after the class, they'll come up to me and we'll talk for like 30 minutes. I give like about 30 minutes after each class and everybody will come up and tell me their story. They lost weight. I had a lady recently, she was 57.
Mm-hmm.
She has not had sex in 7 years.
Ooh.
Because she was going through cancer, I guess the treatments and stuff like that.
Okay.
And now she got her 33-year-old man.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's ready to put it down on homeboy. So, but you hear all types of stuff, women being overweight, just some women have never done it ever in life.
Yeah, some women aren't comfortable
they
with that.
Never have been on top, ever.
How did you become an expert? How did you master this?
All right, so there's a story. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but basically I've had a best friend and she has come to me for all of her personal, like, sexual, like, I guess, education.
Okay.
And in doing that, after having a couple sessions with me, she got engaged. She got engaged.
So you're like, oh, I have a formula that's working.
Yeah, it works. Right. And then I taught the class in Baltimore. It sold out. I taught it again in Baltimore. It sold out. I taught it again in Baltimore. It sold out. And then I went to D.C. D.C. sold out. Philly sold out. And then it just started spreading. And then you're getting feedback. And then the women are like, this is going on. This is working. Tony, what do you, the husbands are hitting
right.
me. Tony, I heard about this class. I'm sending my wife.
Okay. I love it.
And then when I found out that people want to hump on pillows and I'm getting good feedback, I'm like, all right, let's do it. And then it went worldwide.
I love that. That's an entrepreneur mindset right there. Yes. And it seems like something you enjoy doing.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Is that your favorite position? What's your favorite position? I'm sorry.
I would say yeah.
Okay.
I would say yeah, because you have control.
Yeah. Okay.
You have control.
I actually really like that position too. You know, I've always said that's the easiest way for me to have an orgasm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me.
A lot of women feel that way.
No, I like it better. I have an orgasm better on my back, but I like being on top. But I like being flat on top, like laying flat on top and having me on top. Ooh. Like that, as opposed to sitting.
The finisher. We call it the finisher.
Yes.
The finisher. I like both, and I like
reverse. It's a lot for them to handle too.
I like reverse cowgirl too.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's more for him, but for me, when I
like it, I like it all. I like being on top. And then I also feel like it's like a workout.
It is.
No, it is.
You know, it definitely is. I haven't been to the gym. Let me go get on top.
Mm-hmm. I've been putting my hands up and act like, you know, like give them and play with them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. In the class, actually, typically the girls burn between 500 to 700 calories.
See, it is a workout.
They'll put their calorie counter on, and at the end, I'll have them come tell me what they got, and it's usually between at least 500 to 700 calories.
Oh, nice.
And the class looks like fun. I was looking at your Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. We have a good time.
And you can see the women in there, and it's like a real, like, squats.
Mm-hmm. How do you make the women feel comfortable to do something like this in front of, you know, so strangers?
I think it's a trust thing. Mm-hmm. One of my assistants says that I actually protect the women, and I didn't realize it. Like, one time I did a class in Atlanta, and it was a small, like a window like that, but the security was out there, and just for me, I said, can you put something up on the blinds? Yeah. And I wasn't even thinking about, like, protecting the women. It was in a sense where it was like, you know, I just want them to feel like they don't have people looking at them, even though it's just the security guard. But they were like, you know, Tony, you protect us. You know what I mean? It feels good. It feels safe. I think I have good charisma. I think I'm pretty personable. Mm-hmm. And I come in with, I guess, good energy, and the women love it.
And I'm sure women come with their friends too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fun thing that you come to
do,
like,
together
with your homegirls. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, girl, let's go. That's a great bachelorette.
Yeah.
It is.
Party idea too.
Uh-huh.
Because remember when everybody was doing the pole classes? I feel like this is the new age.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
When I had my pole studio in Atlanta, my biggest moneymaker was my parties.
Parties.
Pole parties for bachelorette, birthday, girls' night out, divorce. Mm-hmm. That was like what I made the bulk of my money in the business.
I feel like we need a lip service dick writing class.
I feel like y'all do too.
Okay. That would be so much fun.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like
y'all do.
And a really fun collaboration.
So yeah.
I think y'all should. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you'll be like, Tony, I was lit.
Now, you also, now correct me if I'm wrong, but are you married or you have a partner?
I have a partner.
He does real estate.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now how do you implement this at home?
Often. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's cute, I don't know if you've seen the videos with him actually in the videos, but sometimes he travels with me. Mm-hmm. And the women don't always know or expect me to bring him up,
right.
But I'll say, or they'll ask, well, Tony, how does it look if you're doing it on a person? Because of course, on a pillow, they think it's a little different.
Right.
So I say, babe, come on. And come on, lay down.
He's like, oh, fine.
And then he'll lay down. And it's just, you know, it's nothing for him at this point because he's just like always laying on the floor and shit. But so I'll just demonstrate on him and then the ladies are like, oh, wow, I get it now.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, are there tips for if a guy has a really small dick? Because you know you can't go up high.
Oh, yes. That's one of the first things we talk about.
That's when you got to get
the scooting. That's one of the first things that we talk about. I think I cover everything, honestly.
Okay.
We talk
about.
So tell
us what to do if a guy's penis is not.
So you got to stay. You can still do the same moves. Mm-hmm. You just stay low to it. We say call it little dick lane. You got to stay in little dick lane. You got to call. You got to stay in little dick lane. And sometimes you go a little faster on it.
Okay.
But you just don't come up so high because there's nothing up there for y'all.
And then you could break a dick that way. If you come up high and then come off of it and then you go back down and it could bend.
Yeah.
What if it's too big? Like, I've had an experience where, like, I love to ride.
Okay. Oh, girl, yes.
Like, and said, that's like the way I come the fastest. Mm-hmm. But like, his dick was so big. Like, I felt it up here. Like,
yeah.
What do you do in that? What's the best?
I just go slow.
Yeah.
Just take my time.
And maybe don't put it all the way in.
I laid down. First. Like, I did that on my stomach. Like, yeah, it's while easier. Because I couldn't, like, sitting up was just, I tried everything. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Reverse cowgirl, all of that. And I just couldn't.
Y'all use the elbow trick.
What's the elbow trick?
I'll show you later. We'll get the pillows.
Oh, cool. Pillows.
Yeah, sure, the elbow trick. I got
you. So what is the number one like question or or thing that the ladies bring to you in?
Typically, the biggest complaint is weight or them feeling like they can't get low enough.
Okay.
And that usually can be thwarted by stretching. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean when you can't get low enough? What do you mean?
Like, so again, if you can't get close to the dick, like if,
okay, like if it's too big, it's
no,
too,
if, no you, if you're not like flexible enough
to sit on it.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Because it can become uncomfortable if you can't get low enough and open up your hip area, your groin area.
So like, some women can't open their legs. What do you mean?
You gotta stretch.
Yeah, like maybe they don't stretch out much. Yeah. So, you know, your groin's right here, like, hurt.
And it can be painful.
Yeah, it becomes painful right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my next question would be, what is the thing that in this journey that has surprised you the most dealing with these women?
I don't think anything surprises
really?
Me.
Really?
I don't think so, because I feel like if I'm surprised, then it's like I'm not expecting something. And with this sort of business, you got to be like, I'm expecting all types of wild shit.
So when I taught pole classes, my number one thing that surprised me the most in my students was the lack of confidence. I did not know that there were so many women who weren't like, and one of my like taglines was confidence is sexy. Mm-hmm. And I will always try to bring that sexy out of them to build confidence. And that's the reason why, because so many women were just like not confident within themselves, within their sex appeal. And, you know, that kind of showed a lot during the classes.
Yeah. I would agree, but I feel like I already know that. You know what I mean? I feel like I know because...
See, it caught me off guard.
Yeah, like, people say it all the time. They come to me, because you know I do own a pole studio too, right?
Did
you
know that?
Oh, yeah, so in Baltimore. I own, like, a fitness studio back home. But anyway, so a lot of times women will come and after a divorce, after a breakup, and after somebody made them feel bad, and they're like, I want to feel sexy again, Tony. Right. I want to feel good. Mm-hmm. I need something to make me feel good. I want to either lose some weight or, because he made me feel like shit. So then it was my turn. And I'm like, come on. Come on.
Men need some classes too. How can we help them get some classes?
They need to fucking listen.
I feel like we doing all this shit. We working out, doing stretches. And
they up here doing
dick riding classes.
And they taking honey packs.
Right.
Taking honey packs.
They taking honey packs.
From the bodega. Yeah.
Right. That's what they doing.
Can we figure out a way to like get these guys in some classes, like some?
So I do some couples classes.
There we go.
Yeah. I've done some couples classes, and they actually work out really well.
Yes.
But typically, it's still the woman doing most of the work or whatever. But
the world we live in.
Right. I know. But like, I even did this video. I don't know if y'all saw the one when I did the headstand or the handstand.
Yeah, we just watched it.
And a lot of the commentary was like, "Why she got to do everything? Why he not? Why he not upside down doing the handstand?" And I was like, "That was cute."
Because just because we on top, man, y'all got a responsibility too
as well, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just lay there while we on top doing all this work. Like, y'all gotta, like, you know, maybe we need to give the guys some like thrust up classes or something. Okay.
I don't think men are gonna be as responsive though.
I don't think they thrust up.
Somebody of course said that we should call it back shots for beginners, but
yes, men need
back
those classes
shots for
too.
Beginners, they do.
Because I was telling you earlier today, one of my friends was complaining about the guy she messed with. His stroke is not hard enough. Like, it's like a timid stroke.
Yeah, okay. like an aggressive stroke.
Yeah, she was like, it's just too timid. Like,
she need to start talking to him.
She's like, trying.
Yeah, men definitely need class, and also to know when is the time to like go hard or like, because it's like, as I'm climaxing, there's a period where like, I just want you to go, don't stop. Some of them stop.
Be consistent.
They slow down.
They try to like switch up the flow, and you like, now you just messed it up. Right. I got to start over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So annoying.
And another thing that's really fun to do on top, like, you know, you could put like, here I do go. All kinds of stuff.
What you do, girl?
All right, so another thing is that, like, while you're on top, you could also, like, put one leg up higher than the other, like, up by his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So put one leg
That's
up
a good move.
What do you do with, and then what do you do with the other leg?
You
just keep it on your
other
side?
Is where you at, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That, yeah. I feel like you got to be flexible for that.
So that's, like, almost like a Frankie Lyman split. Okay. Like a half a split, almost.
Don't you got to be kind of flexible for that, or no?
Like, no, you jumping the hurdle.
No, I just want to know.
Well, you know me.
Well, you know.
No, I want to know my limits are. Maybe I can't
try,
do that.
Like that auntie. Girl, I'll teach you later.
I probably do my right leg like that.
You never tried that?
Try.
I don't think so.
You know what I like doing? I like actually squatting on it.
Yeah.
I've done that, yeah. That requires some strong
Yeah, I love to squat, though. Yeah. So, like, I like squatting on it. I like
that's what I'm saying. All of that makes it feel like you're doing something too. Mm-hmm. You know, now what about a guy, let's just say you're with a guy and his rhythm isn't right, how can you get him
the lock and load?
Tell us about that.
Come on with it.
The lock and load. I'm gonna give it all, it's fine, they can know the names. It's when you take control basically and you counter his rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's a move.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got to counter his rhythm.
Uh-huh. You basically push him down so he doesn't move. You thrust him in where you want to be thrusted.
Okay.
So one hand is here, one hand is here.
Okay, one hand is here.
Lock and load.
Lock and load his ass, girl. Yes.
You're going to have to show me a visual because I just got lost.
I got you. Mm-hmm. The lock and load.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So part of these classes, the D-writing classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it reverse cowgirl is part of the instructions
yes.
too?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one do you like better?
It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one that I show in class, and it's because the class is for everybody.
Okay.
But for example, the person that I'm with has a curve.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I got to turn isn't the same way that you would curve.
Yeah, that's true.
If
that
it's straight
curve.
Up and down. So
got to work that curve.
You got to work that curve. It's called the coochie curve.
Right.
It's called the coochie
Sometimes
curve.
Sometimes you got to be all the way to the left.
Yeah, you got to be to the left. Yes, or to the right.
That's where it's going.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we do that one there. But my favorite move is the lock and load.
Okay.
It is because it's simple and it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple, super effective. They love the lock and load.
Okay. And then you know what's good about like reverse cowgirl tour? Even when you're on top, like playing with the balls.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do while you're on top also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reverse cowgirl.
Either way.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hand back
you
here.
You got to reach okay. behind,
mm-hmm.
girl.
I don't think I've reached around.
You don't think you've reached around?
Some of the moves I haven't tried.
Reach around and wrench it off. You got to yeah. get in one of these.
No, mm-hmm. not here. I've done it when I'm the other way.
Yeah. yeah.
So I got to reach around. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. That requires some stretching also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that we talk about is while you're in a froggy position, different hand positions will change the visual, will mm-hmm. change the feeling. And it's something simple as like putting a hand right here, putting a hand here, putting a hand here, putting your hands here, putting one hand here. So yeah, we talk about all that stuff.
See, and I always think the first time you have sex with somebody, it is good to be on, to get on top.
I don't.
You don't? Why? Yeah.
Because it's an expectation.
Okay. Yeah, they do get used
this
to
the,
it.
No, it's this the dick riding girl. I want you on top. Nah.
This is the dick riding girl.
Like, no, I'm not doing, you want me to show out? I'm not showing out.
No, that is true. When a guy I messed with before, I did that the first time and it's
it was just like, I just every time he wanted me to do that, every time.
Oh my God.
And for me, it wasn't.
Do y'all want to hear my horror story?
Uh-oh. Yes. See, y'all making it sound bad.
Okay, no, it's fine, but I don't want to do that every
time. Go ahead.
So I'm not going to say which ex, but I have an ex who every single time we had sex, except twice, I wrote him until he came.
See? That's a lot.
Every single time.
See?
Wrote him until he came? Every single time.
Yeah.
Our sex was the same every single time. Wow. Except twice. I can remember the two times that it was different.
Because you were like,
once was on the couch and once was in the bed. Right. But those were the only two times where he kind of like, you know, got on top and hit from the back and switched positions. Other than that, it was very cookie cutter. Jump on the dick, ride it, he come, that's it.
He came fast?
Sometimes.
But I think personality-wise, you think it's like more dominating women that like to be on top? To kind of like that control?
I'm not going to say that. I feel like it's, like some guys just pull you on top. Mm-hmm. And you might not even feel like it. Like some girls be like, I don't even feel like going up there, but he be pulling me up here and I don't know what I'm doing. So I don't think it's a domination thing, because a lot of women don't have that characteristic.
Because I remember my ex-boyfriend told me that he didn't normally like for girls to be on top. During sex.
Until you.
Yeah.
Hey. I wonder why.
He said he had that experience.
Okay?
He never came that way before. I don't know why.
But you know what? Yeah, some guys, I feel like, maybe.
Some guys don't
maybe
like.
Maybe they need to go to her class.
Some guys don't like that at all. You know, until like it's, you know, just like we don't like certain things until it's done, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I've experienced where like they'll stop me because they're about to come too soon while I'm on top. So they'll just like switch because they don't want to come right away. Like, that's my experience when it comes to that. But I like riding, like, for me, like I said in that last episode I was on, when I was 16 and, you know, I was having sex, I didn't know that you could come through intercourse. I thought it was only by head and on top. That's the only way I thought. So that's why that was always, for me, a go-to. Mm-hmm. Even now, like, when I'm having sex, if I feel like he's having a hard time actually making me climax throughout intercourse, I'm like, let me get on top, baby.
Come on, take over.
I'm like, turn around, let me do something.
Some girls say the first time they have anal, the best way for them to do it is on top.
No, that's a pro.
Well, that feels like that would be a little rough.
No, that's facts. That's a pro.
Only because you can control it more.
Control it? Nah. Mm-mm.
They say on your back.
Yeah.
They say laying on your back like missionary.
I haven't done it at all, so I can't even speak. But I just heard that because I heard that it's better because that way he can't ram it in you. Like, you can control.
If he ramming it in your ass, he is very disrespectful and has a problem.
I feel like
because ain't no way.
Some people feel like sex could be disrespectful.
One time I was having like a very explosive night, let's call it that. And it was in my butt. And then we flipped over and somehow I got on top. And I was riding it, and then I spun around, and it was like an amazing situation. And then afterwards, he was like, ain't nobody ever did that to me. Like, what? But yeah, that was, you know how sometimes we just had those nights where it's just
this
like,
might be the advanced class.
Ooh. That sounds like the advanced class. That's all-star riders. That's all-star riders.
Riding for advanced.
Yeah, that's all-star.
That's not my class.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Not spinning around with anal. That's
She's
not
like,
my
I'm
class.
I'm just trying to cup the balls while I do it.
I'm trying to reach around.
So like customized classes, personal, like privates, are there levels?
So as of right now, for the riding class, it's just riding for rookies. Mm-hmm. Starting in July, I do want to introduce the All-Star Riders class.
Okay.
That would be the more advanced class. Because what I find is that most people aren't all-stars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Most people
are rookies.
You know what I mean? So a lot of times, like if I'll post like a very simple basic move, people are like, well, everybody can do that, and I'm like, no, the fuck they can.
No,
they really
can.
I can't do the handstand.
A viral post of yours on Instagram, I was in the comments, and it was so many people that were like, what? And I'm like, no, ma'am. Like, there are people who are inexperienced. There are people who just don't know.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah,
a
you'd be surprised.
I typically yield between about 60 to over 100 girls per class.
Right.
And maybe 10% are there for like a girls' night. Everybody else is there for whatever
reason.
Taking
notes.
Mm-hmm. People have their notepads. I had a girl the other day with her notepad, like really like boom shakalaka in every class. They're like, Tony, do you have an ebook? Do you have it? Where can I get the notes? And I'm like, I need to work on it. So that's what I'm working on myself.
Together. Are there ever guys in the class too?
I've had two guys come. Once in Atlanta, and then I had one guy I had to kick out.
Why? He was just there.
He
to
was
watch.
There for the wrong reason.
He brought a blow up doll. He was trying to get me to teach the blow up doll how to ride him. I swear what? To God. Oh, I was in San Antonio.
Oh yeah, that man had a mental
there
situation
was something going on.
And well, I found out later on that he was a YouTuber. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So okay. He was trying to make some shit.
So
happen.
The guy in Atlanta, he was homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't that's not surprised.
That was fine. Okay. I was cool with it. Yeah.
You tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you have an age restriction for your classes?
Nope, I had. Well, you got to be 18, of course. You got to be 18. The oldest lady I had was 90.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how she found out about Rotten for
come
Rookies.
Come on, Granny Kids.
But she came and she
her
said.
Her knees are still working, baby.
And she wanted to come for her birthday. So her kids
literally.
And grandkids 90? And everybody, 90 years old.
She wait, came. Was she like
come
physically?
On,
was she? Well, what they told me when she came in is that she didn't, they did not want me to know how old she was, but they told me, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? She did not look like she was 90.
Okay.
You could tell that she was still active in some way, but of course she couldn't do everything, but right. She was just like, let me do my thing.
I'm yes,
like, do your thing, girl.
I'm
not mad at that.
I want that life for me
I hope at
90,
that's what's, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Look forward to 90.
No
I'm trying to still grind on these tippy toes when I'm 90, okay?
Mm-hmm. She was
that, okay, tippy. So now I'm picturing the tippy toes that you just said.
Yeah.
Right? So standing up all the way.
So basically on your feet, like how you would mm-hmm. flat foot, but mm-hmm. raise up mm-hmm. On the balls of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And riding.
Like your heels.
I feel like I could, in your tippy, heels.
I said like you in heels.
Okay. Now here's another thing that I said to this woman that told me that she was really self-conscious about being on top.
Uh-huh.
Is that maybe like the first few times you do it in the dark.
I'm a lights on girl.
Me
but
too.
Until you get comfortable.
I want to see.
You know what I'm saying?
I want
to
see.
I just feel like if you're not that comfortable with it and you're self-conscious,
mm-hmm.
then you start off that way. And then you'll be like more confident to be able to do it with the lights on.
I feel like, honestly, most people after the class say that they are so confident. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they go home with the lights on or lights off, but they're like the DMs I get. I had one DM. It was kind of bizarre the other day. It was a lady who told me that she came to the class. She never got on top before. Mm-hmm. And again, they tell me all their business. Mm-hmm. She found out before her and her husband got married that he has sent another woman a message and said, before I get married, I want you to ride me till the wheels go off or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And that crushed her. You know what I mean? That crushed her because she never got on top before. Oh. And if she came to class, she still married him. That's fine. It was, she said it was before they got married. And she said she came to the class and now they're happy.
That's good. Right. That's great.
I wonder if he still got that person to ride him to the wheel.
You know what?
She said he didn't. She said she don't know.
She don't.
She asked.
We'll never know.
Listen.
The world may never
she
know.
She said he didn't. She
you
said
think
he
there's
didn't.
A stigma with women being on top or riding?
Tell me which way.
No, like, do you think there's a stigma with that? Or you, like, why do you think that is something that is so scary? Or something that even like that we need to have, because we don't have a class on being on bottom. You know
we
what
don't.
I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't.
You don't have a class on being on bottom. I think that I guess it could be. I guess it is for some women that people don't want to get on top and they're like, I don't want to do it if you don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
Because it does require work.
It's definitely worth.
God forbid you get a Charlie horse.
Mm. We talk about that too.
You do?
I swear. I'm telling you, we cover everything.
So what do you do if you get a...
So we just talk about stretching and how
right,
important
you gotta
it is.
Because
you don't want to be stiff.
And have some water.
Mm-hmm. Bananas, all that.
Yeah. Get that potassium up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so statistics-wise, for a woman to squirt, is that like the most squirtable position?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. And the only reason I'm not going to say that is because... I actually did some like certifications in like sex therapy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about all that. But there's something called the skein gland. I don't know how much y'all know about squirting in real life. The skein gland?
I mean, I never heard of that, but I definitely know about squirting in real
okay.
life.
Okay.
I've never squirted on top though. Uh-huh. Oh yes, I did once, but
one
I didn't
time?
Know. That
okay,
was
so it's not
that was the
okay.
one time that I squirted that I didn't know I squirted. I was mm-hmm. on top.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But there's something in a woman's body called the skein gland, and that's what controls actually squirting. Mm-hmm. But again, that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not necessarily a position, it's just your body tolerance. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like if you don't squirt on top, you probably squirt in a certain way a certain time. It's kind of like how your a guy's stroke number. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like some guys, mm-hmm. they, you know, if they do it like this, they about to come. So women have something that they have in their body called the skein gland that controls squirting.
Is it a fact, though, that women, that position is an easier position for women to come in?
I'm not going to say that either. But some people say that.
Yeah.
Some people say that. But for
that.
Me, I'm not going to say that.
I feel like
for
everybody's
me, it's not.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you more on top, you come more on top.
I think it's easier.
What about
me.
You? Are you more on top?
Because
more
they say like the position. I mean, I've heard that. I don't know how true it is. Uh-huh. But I've heard that the position of like.
The your, G-spot mm-hmm. and curving
yeah,
up and stuff
G-spot,
like that.
That's mm-hmm. why.
Yeah. What about you? What's
no, I'm missionary.
Me too. Missionary. That's the best orgasm for me, missionary. What about you?
Me
top
on top. But I've learned to
close runner
anyway.
Up would be
doggy style.
No, what is it? I know the name of it. When you laying flat on your stomach in doggy style, like
oh
all
God.
The way flat with your legs
yes.
crossed. I know
yeah.
the name of it. I say it all the time on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yes,
but that position.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about you?
Sucking dick.
That's,
you come from
you
that.
Come from sucking dick.
Squirt.
Yes.
Love
every
man.
Time.
You love your man.
No.
Just, every time.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, not every time, but I've done
nice.
It.
That's nice.
Oh, that's
I've,
nice.
I've done it. Not every time, but
every
I've done
time.
It.
Is that only with your man, or was it always like that?
It's with the man. Like
the,
you know
okay,
what I mean?
Whoever, okay.
Yeah, like that's my shit, y'all.
Because that's got to be like love.
I'm trying to put it together in my head. Like,
it's so lit.
It's hard to explain because when I did it, I was surprised. I actually came. Y'all know, no filter Gigi. I actually came one time eating ass.
Hey.
a dude or a girl?
A guy. I never ate a girl's ass before. Okay. Only pussy.
She's like, how dare you?
Gigi,
it's not the
same
the
thing.
Nerve.
The nerve of me.
It's not the same.
Okay.
But you know,
like
ass is ass.
It's
no, ass is ass, but a man eating a man's ass is a whole different life than a woman.
I feel like it's like hairier.
But...
Wait, it's not.
But,
it's gotta be.
Oh my God!
Have you eaten a hairy ass?
I have.
She had to have.
I have, and then I made him manscape.
You like look?
Because I was like, listen, we can't keep doing this.
Did he do it?
I had fucking
yeah, I did.
Did he do it? Oh, you did it
for him? I did it for him. Yeah. We went to CVS and got some clippers, mm-hmm. and I got to town, got that thing right. It's been right ever since.
I know that's right.
I love Gigi.
Oh my God. All right, so let's plan this because I feel like we need to do a class.
Lip service
dick writing class.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. What do you think?
Here in New York.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just here in New York. I taught this weekend in New York. I was here.
Oh, wow.
I was here Friday night. I taught in Boston Saturday, and then I taught back in New York Friday. I mean, Saturday night again.
This might have to be like a little special thing that we do, though, for our listeners. Maybe we can get a sponsor.
Yeah, make it a whole thing.
Y'all should. Yeah. Y'all would love it, though. It would be fun.
Yeah, I feel like, okay. Because I'm down to learn some new tricks, because I really like that position. I want to really perfect it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And are there other positions that you teach too, or is this really the main, like?
It's all riding.
We it's go all through, riding.
Yeah, nine riding moves. Nine.
Position. Oh, great. Nine. I like that.
Okay.
Some options.
Damn, yeah. I didn't even know there could be nine.
Right. Either. So I'm like, I love it.
Mm-hmm. We go through nine and different variations of each one.
And then I feel like somebody needs to start the man
thrust
class. What is that what we call it?
You the call thrusting? It something thrust.
Back shot for beginners.
Back shot for beginners.
Has anybody climaxed during one of your classes?
Not that I know of.
But I'm sure they have.
I'm sure they have. You just didn't know.
Because let me tell you something. Not that I used to hump on pillows when I was little. When I was a child. And listen.
Yeah.
I did use hump on pillows.
Do you do Kegels and everything too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing them right now.
Are you?
As you should.
Mm-hmm. No one will know.
Right. You know, we talk about all that in class too.
See, I like that. I like destigmatizing all of these things because I feel like it is really hard for women to talk about that sometimes, especially why I think that lip service is important. You know, because I've heard women say that they've learned a lot just from this class and also been like, okay. So now I feel like they can learn more about dick writing by following you and maybe learn about you from here if they haven't already followed you.
Yes.
And then we're going to do our class.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm so with it.
All right. Well, Tony Williams, thank you so much. And where can people find you and follow you on social media?
My Instagram is fantasyfitnessmd. Mm-hmm. And you guys can follow me there.
I think, did y'all want to bust a move or something?
Yeah, part two up next.
Part two.
All right, part two.
Yeah, I'm going to be the student.
Gigi Kenny, yeah.
Okay. I feel like we all could do. I'm going to go practice.
All right, come on, girl.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming through. Tony Williams, again, make sure you follow her. Writing for Rookies founder, all right? It's lip service.
Thank you.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.